Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. Bebore Yisbarach Shemo. Pointed out that Chelek Aleph is called Yisodot HaMetziut, that which underlies all of existence. What underlies all of existence is, firstly, Bore Yisbarach Shemo. The world is created. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Sarech Shiyamin V'yeda. Here the order is very, very crucial. That basically it stems from Emunah. This is not Chovas HaLavavos, where we're going to try and prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Ya'amin, that we have a belief. We'll see in a little while what's the source of this belief. V'yeda. And then, after he believes, then you could do the Chakirot, and retrospectively, you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of nature, in all of science, etc. Shiesham Matsui Rishon, something was always there. Kadmon V'nitzchi, always means eternally, that pre-exists the world. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu Shehimtzi Umamtzi Kol Ma Shenimtza B'Metziut V'hu HaElokah. Right, so what we call God is this creator who brought everything into existence. The diuk in the language of the Ramchal should be very, very one should view it that each word is here on purpose. And he points out shehimtzi umamtzi, that we don't view creation as part of the past himtzi, but mamtzi, but rather it's a part of the present. And here in one word, what the Ramchal did was summarize a whole perek of Nefesh HaChayim of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin begins Nefesh HaChayim by pointing out that man was created the Tzelem Elokim, in God's image. It's a very, very strange phrase, in God's image. You know, we say God has no image. How can we be created in God's image? So the Rishonim, the Parshonim, already explained that Tzelem means that there's a correspondence. There is a certain point of intersection between man and God, and that point is Elokim. Elokim means that God has unique power, the power which is different from what we're used to in terms of the concept of creating. Our sense of creation is yesh miyesh. A person takes a Lego and he builds a house. When he has to start off with the building material. He could take concrete and pour it and build a house. You start off with the material. You have yesh miyesh. And then, the moment that you finish building the house, you walk away, and you have created in the past this house. Namely, it's something which is built into time. There wasn't a house previously. You built a house, and then it remains, but your action ceases the moment that the house is up. Mashiach came by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the concept of Elokim, is a bria of yesh me'ayin, that's the himtzi, and then umamtzi, that this bria of yesh me'ayin goes on constantly. Namely, that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at any moment, to remove his creating power, everything would simply return to Ayin, would return to Tohu Vavohu. Read it in Nefesh HaChayim, this is Shar Aleph in Perek Beis, Anam tzarech lohavin inyan omro tzelem Elokim dafka v'lo shem acher, ki shem Elokim yadua perusho shu moreh shu yitbarach shemo bal hakochot kulam. That's what it points out in Orach Chaim Siman Hei. Inyan mashu yitbarach nikra bal hakochot ki lo kemidat basar v'adam midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'adam kishabone binyan, derech mashal me'etz, ein habone borei umamtzi az mikocho ha'etz, rak lokeach etzim shekvar nivru'u mesadram binyan, the yesh miyesh. Achar shekvar sidram lefi ritzono, im shekocho husar v'nistalek mehem, ha'binyan kayam. Aval hu yitbarach shemo, kmo be'et briyato olamot kulam, bra'am v'himtziam hu yitbarach yesh me'ayin b'kocho ha'bilti talui, kein me'az b'chol yom v'chol rega mamash, Kol koach mitziyutam v'sidram v'kiyumam toli rak b'ma shehu yitbarach shemo mashpia behem biritzano yitbarach kol rega koach v'shifat or chadash. We say in davening in the morning, mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'asev reshit, that we have this constant renewal of creation tamid b'chol eit v'rega, and in other words, as the pasuk points out, l'osei orim gedolim, not asa orim gedolim, but osei gedolim. That's all pointed out over here in these two words, hu shehimtzi umamtzi kol ma shenimtza. Nefesh HaChayim goes on to point out that man also has this power of being an Elokim, not in this world, but in olamot elyonim. That we'll get to later on in the Derech Hashem. Od tzarech shiyeda, shehamatzui hazeh yitbarach shemo, Ein amitat mitziyuto museget zulato klal. It's impossible to describe, to conceive, to define HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can just deal with his attributes. One of his attributes is Rakzeh noda bo shehu matzui shalem b'chol minei shlemut, which means lo nimtza bo chisaron klal, that he is the whole of all wholes, that nothing is missing, and this is a point of emunah. Where does this emunah come from? Dvarim elu yidanum bekabbalah min ha'avot. Avram Avinu still met Noach. Noach had still met Adam HaRishon. So we have from Adam to Noach to Avraham through the Avot. And then, A. B. Hisigum kol Yisrael b'mamad har Sinai. If we had any questions that we were wondering whether this is a fairy tale or this is real, so there was a Gilui Shechina at Mamad Har Sinai, v'kulam amdu al amitatam bibirur, and then it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any description. He is the Matsui Shalem, limdam livnehem dor achar dor, kayom hazeh, and these two Kabbalot, both from the Avot and from Mamad Har Sinai, have been passed on, and we have a mitzvah in the Torah, pentishkachas advar masharu einecha, v'odatam livanecha livnei vanecha. That is the Laha Amin. And once one has the emunah, then omnam gam mitzad hachakira b'mofsof halimudiyim yamtu kol inyanim ha'elu. One can look into teva, handasa, tchuna, shara hachmot, see the harmony, see the rules, the laws, the order of creation, which points out, what is the phrase now, to a... Well, you have to believe in God, but you believe that there was a creation with thought. Mashu, because I don't know, it's, you know what I'm talking about?
Intelligent design.
Intelligent design. Thank you very much. We have over here, in other words, once we have the Kabbalah of God, then one can find the Chakira, the idea, in the intelligent design. Thank you very much for being politically correct. Okay. Gimel. Od tzarech sheyeda shehamatzui hu yitbarach shemo mitziyuto mitziyut muchrach yevshar he'adro klal, necessary existence, namely that there could be no yesh without the ayin, and the ayin is the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Od tzarech sheteda dalad shemitziyuto yitbarach shemo eino toli bezulato klal ela me'atmo hu muchrach hamitziyut. It's inwardly or innerly necessary, namely that the world needs God. God doesn't need the world. That God's existence is what we spoke about earlier as the Kadmon Nitzri. Okay, let's move over to Hey. V'chein tzarich sheyeda shemitziyuto yitbarach shemo. Again, this is with emunah and with idea. Mitziyut pashut below harkavav ribui klal. We return to the source. The source is whole. There is a sense of shlemut. V'chol hashlemiyot kulam nimtzaim bo b'derech pashut. We're not dealing over here with the Kodesh Baruch Hu being built as we are of gidim, evarim, of a lev and a moach, etc. But rather, hinei benefesh yimzu kochot rabim shonim kol echad mehem gederof ne'atzmo. We have a zikaron, we have memory, we have a ratzon, a will, a dimyon, we have an imagination. Ein echad me'elu nichnas begeder chavero klal. You put them all together, then you get the nefesh. But we start off with pieces, building blocks, zikaron, Ratzon, etc. Adon Baruch Hu eino ba'al kochot shonim. He is not made of building blocks. Af al pi shebemet yesh bo inyanim shebanu heim shonim. In other words, that when we view ourselves as Tzelem Elokim, so we can see in ourselves attributes that where there is a certain relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our attributes are different from one another, but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu they're all their shleimut, and therefore the famous Rambam, in terms of how could there be on one hand Bechira Chavshit, and secondly, also that there would be Yidiyah, Hashkacha, Pratit, Mirosh. How do these two fit in? By us, they don't fit in because we're dealing with building blocks, and these two building blocks seem to contradict one another. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is a Shlemut, on that level, it all fits in. And the Ravid says, what are you confusing people? Just say that it exists. That's what the Rambam said, just exist. Amnam Amitat Mitziyutohu Inyan Echad Shekolel Bamitato Gegedero Kol Ma Shehu Shlemut. Nimsa sheyesh bo kol shleimut lo kedavar nasaf amahuto amitat inyano ela mitzad amitat inyano ba'atzmo kolel ba'amitato kol hashleimut I efshar le'inyan hahu bilti kol hashleimut mitzad atzmo. By definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is kadmon and nitzri and borei, is also shleim b'kol ha'metziut. In this sense, the We're going through quite a few of the Ani Ma'amins of the Rambam. Right? Ani Ma'amin Shaborehu Borehu Manhi Kol Olamot Hu Levado Asav Oseh V'Yaseh Kol HaMa'asim Ani Ma'amin Shehu Yachid V'Ein Yachidut Kamohu Hu Levado Elokeinu HaYahov V'Yihyeh is the Kadmon and the Netzchi. And then in terms of the not being having pieces, Ani Ma'amin Shein Oguf Lo Yesigehu Musagei Haguf Ein Bo Dimyon Klal Hu Rishon Hu Acharon. So the first 1, 2, 3, 4 of the Ani Ma'amins have been stated over here. V'hine, just to summarize at the end of Hey, Haderech Hazeh Rachok Ma'od Me'asagateinu V'tziyureinu. We're using terminology which really doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Terminology that we're using are from the world in which we live. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above this world. Okay, B'li Neder will tomorrow finish Hey Vav and move over into Perek Beis, Tachlit HaBriyah.
What I say then is